From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. After this week's record flooding of the Mendenhall River, Juneau city leaders issued a local emergency declaration last night. As KTOO's Katie Anastas reports, they're encouraging residents to document any cleanup and repair work.
On Monday night, the Mendenhall River was still a foot or two higher than usual.
Normal at this time of year is 5 to 6 feet. It's at about 7 feet. So it's not at its normal level, but it's on its way there.
Katie Kester is Juneau's engineering and public works director. At an assembly meeting that night, she said that while the water level is almost back to normal, the path of the river has changed.
It is a new river. So it has a new route. It has new debris, new obstacles.
Kester said most of the damage was to private property.
We have two homes that went into the river, one home that partially went into the river. Don't know yet how much of a loss that home is. There are another five structures that CDD has condemned. This represents eight condemned structures and about two dozen households.
Some city property is also in need of repair. Three of the city's lift stations were totally submerged, which stopped sewer service to nearby homes. All three are back up and running, though one still needs additional repairs. Vacuum trucks have been removing silt from storm drains. The Juneau Assembly also approved a local emergency declaration Monday night. The declaration requests funding from the state and, if needed, the federal government. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr says it also allows the city to pay for services related to the cleanup without following the city's purchasing code, which prioritizes getting the best price possible.
A local emergency declaration allows us to procure goods and services faster.
Barr said the state or federal government can either give public or individual assistance. Public assistance would reimburse the city to repair things like roads and the sewer system. Individual assistance goes directly to homeowners.
We would certainly recommend that homeowners that are engaged in expenditures and salvage operations, repairs, that sort of thing, that they keep their receipts and pictures of that work on the chance that we are able to get some sort of individual assistance at the state or federal level.
The city is letting property owners shore up their land without getting a permit first if there's an immediate safety threat. But they ask that homeowners notify the Community Development Department as soon as possible. Property owners whose homes were damaged or lost may be eligible for a property reassessment, which could result in a lower tax bill for the year. Residents have been picking up building material, furniture, and other debris throughout Juneau. Kester says the city is working with waste management to try to extend drop-off hours at the landfill. Residents should continue calling the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation if they see oil sheens or loose fuel tanks. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
Governor Mike Dunleavy also verbally issued a state disaster declaration today. Residents who've been displaced because of flooding can contact floodresponse@juneau.gov if they need shelter, food, or other resources. Meanwhile, some of these displaced residents are being reunited with personal belongings they likely believed lost forever. KTOO's Adeline Baxter spoke to locals helping with the cleanup effort about what they found.
Local photographer Michael Penn was kayaking back from a camping trip with his family Sunday when they entered a debris field just off Douglas Island near where the Mendenhall River flows into the ocean.
I looked down the water and then there was this Ziploc bag just floating there full of pictures. There's probably, I don't know, between 60 and 80 pictures in there. I know how precious pictures are.
They'd been out of cell service range for the last few days. When they checked their phones, they learned about the glacial outburst flood and the homes destroyed along the Mendenhall River. Someone had put a label that said family on the bag. The seal had broken, and the photos were soaked in salt water. Luckily, Penn has a print dryer left over from his darkroom photography days. He took the photos home, rinsed them, and dried them off.
There's no damage to them. If it had sat in the water for any length of time, they probably would have fallen apart.
He posted on Instagram, hoping to find the owners. The same day Penn found the photos, Letitia McRae was walking along the tideline of North Douglas, several miles from where the homes collapsed. She's been picking up trash in Juneau for about a decade. She runs a community Facebook page where she posts about her cleanups.
There was this big tree in the tideline, and kind of up against the tree was this wood box. And I picked it up, and lo and behold, that little latch with no lock, no nothing on it, was still closed.
When she opened the wooden box, she found an old metal photograph and jewelry, including what looked like a wedding band with a name inscribed on it. She took it home and rinsed everything off, then posted a picture on Facebook asking for help. A few hours later, a commenter connected her with someone who lost their home in the flood. She returned the box to its owner that evening.
That box made it. That really turbulent river, and then it floated all the way across the channel and ended up on a beach still closed. I mean, it could have hit a tree and popped open, and all of that would have been lost forever. It was meant to make its way back to the family.
On Monday, Penn went back to North Douglas with his family to continue the cleanup. He said they filled several bags.
Imagine a house that's been ground up and spat out. We were finding roof material and ceiling trusses and broken furniture and just bits of plastic. There's insulation everywhere.
Reports of furniture and building materials are popping up along the waters surrounding Juneau. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has asked residents to report any fuel or heating oil tanks that may have been swept away or found washed up on the shore. The cleanup will take some time, but on Monday morning, McRae was back out on the beach looking for more trash to pick up or more treasures to reunite.
Sometimes when you think it's all lost, it's not all lost, and sometimes the universe brings things back to you.
Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Adeline Baxter.
And an update to that story, Michael Penn was able to track down the owner of the photos. A small team of researchers is on the Yukon River this month to learn more about an area where dinosaur footprints were discovered 10 years ago. As KYUK's Emily Schwing reports, the first few days of the expedition have proved fruitful.
I'm combing the banks of the Yukon River with paleontologist Tony Fiorillo.
Do you see anything?
Oh. It's right there.
He just stumbled upon two small shapes protruding from a large block of yellow sandstone. One looks like a flattened tennis ball with three distinct toes. It's at least 100 million years old.
That's really cool. So, like, that's a little one.
And so it's either another body size of a dinosaur that lived here.
Yeah.
Or it's a baby.
Fiorillo is the executive director of the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. He says this footprint was made by a dinosaur that comes from a group broadly known as ornithopods. They're plant eaters, and this is the smallest print from this dinosaur he's ever found. We're somewhere between Galena and the village of Nolato, where Fiorillo also discovered signs of an ancient fish species.
What this surface is an ichnogenus called Undicna. And what it is it's a trace fossil of a fish, a bony fish.
He points to three evenly spaced raised lines that scrape the surface of a grayish sandstone.
And it's as the fish is swimming and its fins are hitting the bottom, the rays of the fins will do that.
Fiorillo, who's an expert on the dinosaurs that once roamed Alaska, visited the upper reaches of the Yukon River six times between 2000 and 2013, and he only ever found two dinosaur footprints there.
That's the hardest I ever worked for, two footprints.
Now we're here in the middle section of the river.
So contrast that length of time for success. We go, wow, there's some rocks by the river yesterday. We arrive in the afternoon. I think it might have taken an hour to find a first footprint. I wouldn't say the floodgates are opened yet, but I think we're going to feel like that pretty soon at the rate we're finding stuff.
By the end of the second day of field work, the three-man team recorded nearly a dozen fossil footprints. In the following few days, that number has more than doubled. They plan to continue their search through the middle of August on the Yukon River. I'm Emily Schwing.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's 66 degrees and cloudy so far today. Later this afternoon, showers are likely, with a low near 55 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, rain and some fogs on the way with a high near 59 degrees. That's pretty much the forecast for the rest of the week. The chance of rain goes down a little bit on Friday. You're listening to KTOO.